then they're not going to speed you along. They're going to delay you. Because when you form a relationship, it should make your burdens lighter. Both of your burdens lighter. It's a result of us being together. I'm trying to lift this heavy table by myself. You can't tell me that it wouldn't be easier if somebody else picked up the other end of the table. So a relationship is supposed to lighten your experience. Have you noticed that that's not the case with a lot of people? Even you. How many of you have been like tripping along, doing great? Then you get in a relationship and all of a sudden your life has become enormously complex. And all of a sudden you everything is slowed down. You're feeling depressed, you're feeling angry, you're feeling, that's the fear of a relationship. Okay? This is trying to take us into the healed relationship, which means the opposite will happen. You will start to form relationships with people who, as a result, your life becomes easier. Anybody for that?
Yeah.
Y'all with me? You want that enough to really hear the truth?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna go through the next paragraph, and we're gonna finish on this paragraph. And then we're gonna go into the holy instant, the healing instant, and the laws of God tomorrow night, which is like the healing instant and the laws of love. Like, I need to learn what are the laws or the rules of real love and how I can have a healing instant. So I know what the ego would say. The ego would try to make you hear what I've said today in such a way that you would think you would lose. Okay, so be clear. If you're listening to me and somehow you feel like what I've said deprives you of something, then you know who you're listening to. So then it's just a matter of, will you choose to side with the part of you that says that what I've said makes you lose? Or do you want to side with the part of you that heard me say there is no sacrifice on this path and everything in your life, including your attractions, can be used for your total fulfillment if you learn the rules? You got those are your two choices. Because that's all I've said.
But, Earl?
Yeah.
You said in an attraction relationship, special attraction relationship, that the ego sees an opportunity to get something, whereas the Holy Spirit sees an opportunity for real growth.
Mm-hmm.
What would that real growth look like in that kind of situation?
The real growth in that situation would look like you giving each other freedom and responsibility for yourselves in the relationship. It would look like me supporting your peace and your innocence instead of judging you, criticizing you, condemning you. It would sound like you saying you really wanted to experience something, and I would try to see how I could be supportive in that experience if it was based on love. You see what I'm saying?
You're saying the special relationship would be the one that would be tempted most to not do that.
Yeah. The special relationship is a relationship that's based on the drive to get out of a sense of lack and need, and because I don't feel like nothing's treating me really special, so at least one, I call it the personally famous relationship. It's like I might not be Brad Pitt, but I better be Brad Pitt for you. You see what I'm saying? You are going to give me the specialness that God did not give me. You're going to give me everything. I'm unrecognized by the world generally, right? But you are going to make me feel special. You see what I'm saying? So the whole premise of a special relationship, when it's fear, is about getting. Now, I can turn around and do the same thing and go, oh, you are my special relationship, okay? Then that means that I've singled you out. But guess what? You just hit the lottery. Because now I've singled you out to receive every real loving expression of myself that I can possibly come up with. Mm-hmm. Which means now I want to support who you are. I never want to attack you. I want you to always feel safe. I want you to always feel like you can talk to me about anything. I want you to feel good about you. I took the exact same person in the exact same relationship and I gave it another purpose, and now it's not, and now it's what the Course would call a holy relationship. So the Course is not anti-special the way most people define special. It's just saying a fearful mind defines a special relationship in terms of getting, and a loving mind defines a relationship in terms of joining. Same person. Nobody's asking you to get rid of anybody. But it's also saying spirit can bring you the perfect friendships, everything. Not just lovers. I'm not just talking about lovers. I'm going to say that over and over again. I'm not just talking the perfect dog. You know, whatever it is you think you want. If you want to use it as a lesson in love instead of a lesson in fear. That's the only real issue. Now, if you've already defined who should be that person, and now that person is more important to you than the love, that's your idol. And the Course says, you will surely weep each time an idol falls. And I always think about that line, if I'm tempted, if I'm in like there's a relationship situation of some type, and I'm like tempted to be, you know, all emotional and upset, it's like, oh my God, I just discovered another idol. This is my idol, because I'm giving my peace away. I'm giving all of my happiness away because of this form and what this form isn't doing. I love that, man. It's like, I don't beat myself up if I'm crying. I don't beat myself up like I used to. I would go, oh my God, it's another false idea. Recognize, that's what an idol is. It's another false idea, something that I'm worshiping that isn't real. That's why I'm crying. Because I surely would not be crying for something that was real. If it was real, it would be happening. If it was real, it would be happening. If it was real, it would be happening. I'm crying because it's not real. Yeah, I'm sad because the relationship is not real. So now what I want to do, I want to get to the real relationship. I mean, that's what this is about. It's about how to get to the real relationship with those you know, as well as how to be open to real relationships being brought to you. So I'm going to stop here. And that's where the Course really came in great. You know what I'm saying? Because, you waste all these months and years that you could be enjoying your body and enjoying your physical experience and enjoying your life because you got these grievances and these insecurities and all these things that you're telling yourself to keep you from enjoying it now. With somebody you're trying to get to be a certain way that won't be this way. And, you know, and one day you're going to wake up and you're going to see all that delay you did. And that's when you'll need to practice what the Course says and remind yourself that you're innocent. And that it was for your own best interest, and that you learned some very valuable lessons so that you won't beat yourself up for all of that needless waste of time in a way. So it's like, it's a waste of time, but it also can be looked at as helpful. You know, and some people know what I'm talking about. You wake up and you go, oh my goodness, I cannot believe I spent this kind of time and energy in this situation, the circumstance, or holding this anger all this time, or not letting myself enjoy because of some crazy stuff I learned in the past. Wow. And then you have to forgive yourself because you really did it really fast. If you did it in this lifetime, if you realized it in this lifetime, then you really did it fast. Because we're ancient, and you don't know how many millions of years you've been asleep. Yeah, millions. But you can wake up in an instant, right? No matter how long you've been sleeping at night, can't they wake you up in the instant? Thank you for sharing with me in my full-time ministry with the Course. You all, I appreciate it. I live off the love offerings from my classes, so I appreciate those who appreciate it, showing it in a way that helps me in a practical way in the world. Thank you. And I thank those of you, however you show your appreciation. Remember, I'm just you. I'm a part of you, and you're a part of me, and we're all a part of each other. It's going to get more loving, so I want to warn you. It's going to get more loving. So I want to warn you. I want to give you a loving warning.
Girl.
Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I don't know if this is too deep right now.
Well, I'll let you know if it's something I can do to answer quickly. Oh. So go ahead.
According to the Course, how does one... I don't know how to respond or take care of feelings about the war and those kinds of situations.
Well, the answer that it gives